You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. It's got some events, financial markets, politics, sports, the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and, I better not use this, repeat offender, Fred Fasanelli's in the house. Welcome.
Well, good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you will notice I have the festivities going. Fred, do a little modeling for us. Show us. There we go. Fred's got his shamrock on the hat.
I am even wearing my shamrock tie for
shamrock
those who wanted
tie.
To know.
Got it. I don't even want to know about it if you got shamrock underwear. Don't tell us that at all.
I am part Irish.
I'm not going to even go there. Well, in that case, we'll finish this here. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, it is St. Patty's Day. Now, there's St. Patty's Day in my world, being that I am not Irish, but I have beaten anorexia. There's two reasons for St. Patty's Day. Well, I guess there's one reason, and they both are part of it. You got to party. You got to have a little bit of libations. And today, we are actually celebrating National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. You got to love that one. I like a good corned beef. Where do you get good corned beef and cabbage?
There's some cooking in my house right now.
Is there some cooking at your house? Okay, dinner's at Fred's. Corned beef and cabbage followed up with a little we talked about yesterday with Robert, shared with us what the wine selections of the day should be to go with that corned beef and cabbage. Now, Robert did not mention the idea that if corned beef, cabbage for dessert, yeah, you might want a little Beano. Just a thought right there. But if you have enough of the Irish whiskey, probably won't care about the Beano in the first place, so it won't really matter. Moving right along. Gotta love, you always have a good reason to celebrate. So maybe we should throw this in here. I was going to talk about this a little bit. 9 mistakes you better not make on St. Patrick's Day. So see how many, what your thoughts are on these, Fred. Have a little fun with them. So you can't say Patty, right? Because it can't be Happy St. Patty's Day. The reason you can't say Happy St. Patty's Day is Patty is short for Patricia. And this is St. Patrick, so it might be a little bit of an issue right there. Any thoughts?
Considering my grandmother was Irish, I think she referred to it as St. Patty's Day, and she came back in the days of wooden ships and iron men. So I think if it's good for a 105-year-old woman, it was all right for it's all right for me.
Okay, well, you know something, if that's what his grandmother?
Yeah.
If that's what grandma says, you know, you can never go wrong with grandma. You gotta just listen to grandma.
She sounded like the leprechaun off of that cereal, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, okay. Okay, St. Patrick was not an Irish dude who chased snakes out of Ireland. History isn't going to be a big topic, but most revelers, here it is. St. Patrick was born in England, Scotland, or Wales. It was 390 AD, so records are a bit fuzzy. Maybe they were drinking when they kept the records. He was kidnapped by raiders and taken to Ireland, where he spent 6 years as a slave, returned to England briefly, then went back to Ireland. called there, he said, not to defeat snakes, but convert pagans to Christianity. So interesting. Here's another interesting fun fact, useless trivia. There are also no snakes in Ireland. Never knew that one. St. Patrick's Day is not traditionally an Irish holiday.
All right.
We'll give you half credit for this one. St. Patrick had previously been celebrated as a minor religious holiday, a saint's day in Ireland, but it began with Irish immigrants and their descendants who found cultural solidarity. I already mentioned about not wishing people happy St. Paddy's Day. Patty or Paddy, I guess, or those are two of them. Interesting. Now, here's one that I'm going to have problems with. Green isn't the color of St. Patrick.
I think it's red, isn't it?
Green, so very many iterations of green, sexy green, morph suit green, weirdly over serious green, except the color of most illustrious order of St. Patrick, and now defunct order of chivalry was blue.
Ah. All right. Well, so much for my history.
I'll stick St. Patrick's Day isn't about drinking yourself stupid. Up until 1970, St. Patrick's Day was a dry holiday, a religious and cultural observance that somehow did not involve bar crawls or green top hats.
This is ridiculous.
I can't believe that. After that one, I'm going to leave this whole topic. You can't even go on anywhere with that one. Unbelievable. We'll move on. Get a little, today is a big day. Not only is it St. Patrick's Day, I think it was about a little bit ago, the brackets locked for the NC2A tournament. I hope you went to mbelinks.com/bracket and filled out your bracket, because we had a great little trivia there. I probably sent out 20,000 emails telling people to go and fill out their bracket right at that one, mbelinks.com/bracket. I don't know if they've locked them or not. But here's the issue. When you fill out your bracket there, if you win, 50% of the, and we ask everyone for a $10 donation. It's one of those 50-50s. And I don't know, maybe I should have talked to some of the legal people first, but I didn't. So it's a 50-50 deal. 50% is split up amongst the winning brackets, first, second, third. The other 50% is going to go to two of our favorite veteran charities. And I don't know, you can never go wrong giving money to veterans events. So hopefully it's not a problem there. And I hope you got into it. There's a lot of people that did get into it. I think the brackets are probably about closed at this point. But anything we can do to help the veterans, we like that idea. I did notice, though, I shouldn't say that, our intern guru, Alec, noticed that no longer is Warren Buffett's $1 billion challenge going on. Yeah, he was going to give $1 billion if you picked the perfect NC2A bracket. Apparently, there were some legal issues with it, so they've stopped it. But think about this one. Can you imagine winning $1 billion? The odds of winning, I think I saw in here somewhere, 1 in 9.2 trillion. Kind of like winning the lottery. But I guess if you go into a free bracket, that's not too shabby there. Talking about not really caring about money, Warren Buffett, $1 billion, he got a lot of advertising for it. $1 billion to him. He already said he was giving his fortune to charity, his favorite charity, probably his kids, or a foundation that would pay his kids and grandkids. Just a thought, I don't know. But talking about kids, grandkids, walking away, not being too smart, Adam LaRoche. Have you heard of Adam LaRoche? Proving once again that you don't have to be smart to play baseball. So he is 12 years in the major leagues, set to finish a two-year, $25 million contract this year. He's going to get paid $13 million to play baseball. $13 million to play a kid's game. Now, I don't know about you or your kids. Play a little league ball. I don't know how too many people that got paid $13 million for that. But ownership of the White Sox decided that maybe the clubhouse, maybe the training facility wasn't the place for his child to be every single day. And Mr. LaRoche decided that he's going to walk away from the game. He's going to retire because his kid couldn't go to work with him every single day. Now, I don't know about you. My kids don't want to come to work with me every day. It's not appropriate for them to come to work with me every day. At the age of his kids, they should be in school every day. And on top of that, walking away from a $13 million salary. Wonder what he's going to do. Freddie, think he's going to earn that much money ever again in his life?
No, but a lot of people who just retire on a year's worth of that salary and
right?
be happy.
But it's amazing how many people get into baseball, you know, the professional baseball players. Yeah, they make this huge money. And just as Mr. LaRoche apparently thinks that it's going to go on forever, and, you know, it doesn't really go forever. That money at some point in time, you got to go out and get a real job, not playing baseball. And they're probably not going to make $13 million a year. There's not a whole lot of jobs paying that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, got a lot to chat about. That, you know, they got this Supreme Court nominee. We're going to talk to Fred about that. DUI drinking. I must have had a couple of those Irish whiskeys already.
Step out of the car, please?
Yeah, can you step out of the car, please? Yeah, can you touch your nose? I can't even do that if I have to. Lack of inventory challenging many housing markets. Does it hurt your credit if you take a pay hit? We'll talk about all of that and more. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018-69452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you need the true equity of your home, you got to talk to somebody. The equity is not going to be determined when you go onto one of those online services. They might give you some guess, but it's not going to be the true equity of your home. Lack of inventory, challenging many housing markets going into the 2016 spring real estate market. The biggest challenge the real estate industry has is the lack of available housing inventory for sale. A couple of experts' thoughts. David Crowe, chief economist, National Association of Home Builders. Quote, many sellers may not have an absolute decision as to whether to buy an existing home or a new home. So the low inventory existing homes is locking them in place. Truly, as chief economists, we're in a time of short supply, which is great news for sellers, if you're listening, sellers, because they will likely be faced with multiple offers due to the little inventory out there. Buyers will be up against a lot of other people and against a short supply. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist with NAR, first-time buyers in high-demand areas continue to encounter instances where their offer is trumped by cash buyers and investors. Without a much-needed boost in the new and existing homes for sale in their price range, the path to home ownership will remain uphill. All saying the same exact thing. All the commentary is similar. All of the experienced agents and the listeners who call me, all having problems finding a home. They find a home, they make an offer on the home, and then they find that there's other people that make offers. They get into multiple bidding. And if you don't have a great real estate agent, you don't have a very strong lender in place, you're going to have problems getting those offers accepted. Get with the teams. That's why I've given you all these free resources, because I go out there and check on things that you're not going to have access to, finding out who is the good real estate, the great real estate professionals in your neighborhood. Who are the lenders that you want to be talking to? Who are the estate planning attorneys? We're going to even start doing a series of seminars with tax professionals and financial planners to get people on a game plan for life. Again, that's our board of directors. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Get the true equity of your home. So yeah, I got to share this with you. It's something that in my lifetime, I never thought that would happen. I have always been fairly conservative. If you listen to the radio broadcast, you'll know that. I've also been always very, very pro-police. I probably would not be accepted on too many juries because I believe 9 out of 10 times the police are right. I might be wrong. I might be right. That's my personal opinion. I don't know that I could go in and be as unbiased as sometimes people might want. But then I got to chatting in studio a couple of times with Fred Fasanella, and he's right here sitting next to me. And I learned a lot about the criminal defense side of our system. And it's something that's been very, very fascinating to me just because, you know, being a conservative guy, pro-police, I grew up that it was very, very simple to stay out of trouble with the police. Number one, you don't do the wrong things. And number two, if a police officer tells you to do something, it's very, very simple. They very rarely get upset when you say, yes, sir. I don't know. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. That's my personal opinion.
Well, you know, just the other day, I just got a ticket for driving without my seatbelt on right before Christmas. I had my two sons with me. And they're like, Dad, you're wearing your seatbelt. I said, yeah, I know. Well, tell them that. I'm like, it's not the place to fight about it. Just yes, sir. No, sir. See you in court, sir. That's all you need to say.
And that's coming from the criminal defense attorney.
The side of the road is not the place to argue with a police officer. Place on the side of the road is show your hand, make sure they're comfortable, you know, say as little as possible. In my case, it was, I said, what in the world could you be pulling me over for? And he says, seatbelt violation, or I'm mistaken. I said, you're mistaken, but here's my license and registration. Thank you. My sons are like, tell him. I said, I don't need to. Just wait, relax. So, but police officers have a very difficult job. And you say you're very conservative. And, you know, believe it or not, despite what I do for a living, I'm a very conservative individual. And I have, you know, I believe in fiscal responsibility. But I'm also a real big, you know, supporter of the Constitution. And that's when you're looking at criminal defense work, what you're really looking at is making sure that, you know, all criminal defendants get a fair trial. And whether they're guilty or not, or guilty of something and not guilty of others, it's really a matter of degree. And that's what we use a jury system for. And that's why I have such high regard for our jurors. So,
and that's what I've learned a lot, and really gained a new respect for what you do, Fred, is just from your sharing that perspective with me. It was, you know, because I went in and said, you know, how could somebody try and get another individual off of murder or rape or whatever it is? And well, your comment to me was, they've got constitutional rights until proven guilty.
Well, my favorite case of all was always this one where the police rolled up on an active shooter. And my client was the guy shooting down the alleyway, and they arrested him for attempted murder of these people at the end of the alleyway, who ran off when the police showed up. And he was sitting there going through the process of discovery and all the rest, where about 6 months later, they arrested this other guy who said, they said, where were you on September 11th? He goes, oh, when? What time? He goes, 4 o'clock. He goes, oh, I was watching this shooting happen right over this time, place in Santa Ana. It turned out that the police rolled up at the end of the shooting incident where my client was actually defending himself from a bunch of people shooting at him. So the defendant who was charged with attempted murder, he actually went down for, you know, illegally possession of firearms and discharging it in a public place and a couple of little goodies. But, you know, it was really a matter of degree is what it really was at.
And that's, you know, I love hearing those type of stories just because it gives us, most of us, you know, most of us never see what you see, Fred. Most of us, we see what the news wants us to see. And that's not necessarily reality.
No, I've had a lot of cases that have been in the news, and I'm always amazed, like, it didn't happen that way. That's not what the case is about. The news props up things and tries to make it really simple for a 30-second, you know, explanation, you know, on TV or radio. And unfortunately, the legal system is much more complicated than that. And I think it needs to be explained in detail so people really understand what the process is. And it really is meaningful when, especially when you're sitting in the defendant's chair, whether it's a traffic ticket or whether it's a minor violation for, say, disturbing the peace or even a felony.
Interesting. So obviously the biggest story probably right now in the news, for those of us that are news junkies and political junkies, is the president's appointment of a new Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. you know, you look at the legacy the presidents leave behind, and it's not the laws they pass. So whatever you think of Mr. Obama's health care system, which I'm not a real big fan of because my rates went up 50%.
Well, nobody talks – here's just – I mean, just on the health care, right? President Obama did absolutely nothing good or bad for healthcare. What the whole law was about was health insurance.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So the fact that there is not one extra American that gets more healthcare.
No.
Right? Because if you broke your arm before and you had no insurance, you could walk into the hospital and they're going to treat you.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So the difference now is health insurance.
And it's going to work its way out that it's not a feasible system. But, you know, and the end result is that, you know, I have a family of five, me and my three children, my wife. And before Obamacare, I was paying under $1,000 for my insurance through Kaiser. And after Obamacare, for worse insurance, actually, I'm now paying $1,650.
But at least there is one benefit, Fred. If you get pregnant, you're covered.
Yes, you know, considering.
Now, I don't know if you're going to get pregnant. If you get pregnant, you're going to also be a millionaire, a billionaire.
Yeah, I'm past that stage in my life of having any more children. So, yeah, it's really kind of scary. But, you know, you really look at, besides that, you look at what presidents leave behind. Their real legacy is the appointments they make to the court system. You know, President Obama has appointed 240 federal judges to the bench, and they're going to sit there for life. And now he's attempting to appoint a Supreme Court justice, which I find kind of ironic, because in 1992, Joe Biden, our current vice president, he called for a blockade of an appointment to the Supreme Court when we had a sitting Republican president.
Right.
So,
and I think Senator Obama did the same thing in 2007.
See,
I believe that it was Senator Obama did the same thing right then. So it's very, very interesting how when the shoe's on a different foot, you know, and obviously where I started watching until I almost had to have an early drink this morning. I was watching the minority misleader of the Senate, Harry Reid, going on in his tirade. It was ironic, though, he didn't do it from the floor of the Senate this time. So I don't know if he's got the same constitutional protections when he starts misrepresenting things. I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll think about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, driving under the influence. Other than don't do it, we might give you some tips there if you make that mistake. We've also got a few other items on the docket. Does taking a pay cut hurt my credit? And we'll figure out what else we're going to talk with Fred about. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals, or Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors, and you need one. If you don't have one, think about this. Every major corporation has a board of directors. We've got to have them. Why don't you at home? And that would be a financial planner. I don't know how many people manage their 401ks and IRAs the wrong way. You need a CPA. You need somebody helping with taxes, because right now a lot of people make the misconception that we're in tax season. No, right now we're doing tax reporting. Tax planning happens between, usually June to October. That's when you can really do tax planning. You got to have a tax planner, unless you like paying taxes. And then let me know. I'll send you a thank you note, because government won't send that to you. You probably need one of three or four different attorneys on your household board of directors. You definitely are going to need an estate planning attorney. You might need a family lawyer. You might need a bankruptcy attorney. I hope you don't need a criminal attorney. Real estate people, bankers, mortgages, all these are part of your household board of directors. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. Get them on board. Does taking a pay cut hurt my credit? Very rarely do you get the answer very, very simply. Pay cut has no bearing on your credit directly, because income is not reported to the credit bureaus. Now, if you can't afford to pay your debts, that would have a bearing on your credit limit, on your credit scores. But hopefully, you always want to be keeping at least, ideally, no less than a six-month emergency fund, rainy day fund, because you never know if you're going to lose a job, if you're going to get hit by a bus, if you're going to get in a car accident, whatever, those unexpected issues. If you have a rainy day fund, then you can continue making your bills, payments, paying your obligations, won't have an effect on your credit. So live within your means. Have that budget, rainy day fund, stay current, hold off on new credit. Those are all things that'll affect credit, and we can help you with, if you need some strategies. Again, it's about planning to get your credit scores in order to buy that new house, to buy that new car, whatever you're looking to do. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by your household board of directors, the Area Trust Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We continue our conversation this morning with Fred Fasanelli. We were talking about judges and presidential legacies. It's interesting that really when we decided to do the show together today, Fred, I never had that even thought about presidential legacy and judges.
Well, you know, our own elections are coming up in June for, I think there's three seats open in Orange County, and there's another, I think, eight or nine seats open in Los Angeles for the election of Superior Court judges. And I always want to tell the public, the voting public, hey, that's your legacy. Don't, you know, your politicians you may elect for, you know, a four-year stint, but once you know, place a judge in his robe, so to speak, he's there for the next 15, 20 years.
But the thing that I have with that, Fred, it's almost, this kind of goes back to the Constitution founding fathers, the way I understand the Constitution, at least. The idea was that the founding fathers realized that maybe the general population was not as educated, and then they came up with the Electoral College, right, for the presidential elections.
Correct.
Right? And that had to do with the fact that there's a lot of people that are voting, or might be a lot of people voting, that don't take the time to study the issues.
Correct.
Or the issues sometimes are so convoluted, because especially in the state of confusion, right, we let anybody put a ballot measure on, and it may be worded properly. It may be that if you dislike it, you vote yes, right? So you have to really read closely the wording. Then you come to judges, and if I see Judge Jim Jones, and I don't even know who's running, and I follow politics more than most, I'm not really qualified to even say yay or nay, because I have no clue what Judge Jones stands for.
Well, you have to read the ballot statement that the candidates put in, but the thing that I really pull upon for any candidate for judge is you want to look at not just what they do now. You want to look at their life experiences, not just as a lawyer, but as a human being. Had they served in the military? Have they represented military people? Have they worked in civil litigation or criminal litigation or both? Have they worked in probate? What is their general view on just things in general as far as big government, little government? All that matters, because that's really that's how people process information in making decisions, because the first line of any constitutional challenge that makes up to the Supreme Court of California or that of the United States is the first guy who hears it, which is a superior court judge.
So that's where it all started. So based on what you're saying, if I knew nothing else at all about the supposed finalists that President Obama had for making his submission, there was one of the candidates, can't pronounce the man's name, was 49 years old. It almost seems to me, for a Supreme Court justice, a lifetime appointment, and I know that Judge Roberts wasn't much different, and he's there, right? That's kind of, to me, that almost seems like, how can you have all that experience at that young of an age?
My good friend, Judge Adams, he and I were talking about me running for judge. And he says, how old are you? I said, I'm 51. He says, good, because I don't think anybody should be a judge who's under 50.
So I have a Supreme Court judge, justice.
Let alone a Supreme Court justice. You just don't have the experience and or track record of making big decisions and or evaluating really weighty ones at the age of 49. I mean, how about be a normal judge for a while, or maybe even an appellate judge for a while, before you really move up to the Supreme Court?
So as a layperson, you know, and there's, you said that Orange County's got three judges coming up for election. You said LA was six. San Diego's, I'm sure, got some coming as well.
Yes.
What's the best way for me as a layperson? I don't have a ton of time to try and do my due diligence before I vote.
I think the quickest thing is we all have our little black boxes. So, I mean, if you were to grab your phone and you were just to Google, say, Mike Murphy, or who's a current candidate and somebody I believe in who make a good judge. There's also Judge Steiner, who's being challenged, who I also think is who is an excellent judge, and I think he deserves to retain his seat. You just Google the name and take a few minutes to read about it. You'll always find some dirt on the person, whether it's good, bad. You'll have a background on them.
It's kind of interesting when you say Mike Murphy. So then you have to obviously be very cognizant of what you're doing, right? Because when I Googled Mike Murphy, Judge Mike Murphy, I get the 9th Judicial Circuit Court of Florida. I've also got the 1st Division in Georgia. So we got to make sure we get the right one.
Yeah, I think if you put Mike Murphy, Orange County Superior Court candidate or judge, I think it'll come up.
Right. So, but the key thing is make sure that when you do your research,
you're looking for the right guy.
Find the right person that you're, and we all get a zillion pieces of mail every single day, right? I mean, it's, especially as we get closer and closer to the election time. And I'll tell you one of my things, and I know that you've got some political experience, probably a lot more than I do. Ironically enough, the judge in Florida is also in Orange County. So here's as we get closer and closer to the election time, you get that mail that comes from every one of the groups. Look, turn it over, look on the very, very bottom in the fine print. See who paid for it. Then you kind of understand, are you in alignment with their perspective? You can read some of the stuff. Then you can do a little more research. I'd look at who paid for it. I mean, if it's one of the teachers union, teachers are great people. The union I don't have a lot of agreement with. So it's just a method of trying to get some background.
I agree. And there always seems to be like this default that you want to vote for a district attorney to make district attorney judge because you want to be hard on crime or whatever it is. And the reality of the situation is out of the 180 judges we have in Orange County, only about 30 of them sit in criminal hearings. All the rest of them are spread out among civil, probate, family law, all these other aspects of the legal system that has nothing to do with the practice of putting people in jail. And, you know, I just went to this great thing put on by the FBI. It's called the InfraGuard system. It's all about, you know, domestic terrorism and training the public to check that out. I have to talk to you about that one day. But the great thing about the FBI is they pull from all different types of educational backgrounds to feed into or to staff the FBI. So they don't just get one type of opinion, one cookie cutter type of opinion. So they get different opinions from all sorts of walks of life, so they're able to make better choices and better evaluations of situations. And I think that's what you really need to look at when you're picking your candidate for Superior Court judge or any judge. You don't want somebody from the same type of training over and over again, because then you don't get any sort of variety or different perspectives over a particular problem.
It's amazing, and a lot of people just go out there and pull the lever, or however we do it, and don't do some homework. I mean, I believe that you really do your homework. That's the bottom line. Do some homework, because it is a very, very important. Glad you shared that with us. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to continue our conversation with Fred Fasanelli. When we get back, you can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you need that loan for your home, and it doesn't matter whether it's the first-time home buyer programs all the way up to a jumbo loan, or maybe you've got some of the more complex ones where you've had some sort of a derogatory issue, bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale, VIP has the programs for you. Term definition, impound or escrow account, what is it? Get a lot of people, especially California, because California is what we call an escrow state. We use escrow companies to help be an independent third party on our transactions in some instances. So then it gets confused about an escrow account or an impound account as composed of the escrow company. Impound or escrow account, it's simply a measure of a borrower's monthly payment held by the mortgage lender or servicer to pay for taxes, hazard insurance, mortgage insurance, various different issues. So the servicer of your loan is going to collect that tax money. Tax bill gets paid twice a year in California, or you could pay it at different times, but basically twice a year. And your insurance gets paid. Generally, it's annual premium. So the servicer collects all that money, and they pay it on your behalf. There are laws that tell how much money can be in that account, so they can't, you know, collect too much. If there's too much in the account at the end of the year when you get your statement of the account, they have to refund you if it goes over a certain threshold. That is the difference. That's what an escrow account or an impound account is. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Fred Facinelli is in the house. Facinelli Associates is the name of his company. Criminal defense attorney that, I got to tell you, you know, I talk to a lot of people. One of the best parts of my job doing radio every morning is the ability of chatting with a lot of people. And I get the opportunity then to learn because most of us have not, you know, when I was 25, Fred, I knew it all. Now that I'm just a day or two beyond that, I realize how little I know. Kind of happens that way.
When talking to my children, I'm always surprised with how little I know, according to them at least.
Exactly, exactly. So DUI, I know today's an interesting day. You and I didn't even plan it that you were going to, that it was St. Patrick's Day when we came in. So there might be a few people that are indulging a little more than they should.
The lawyer's full employment day.
Lawyer's full employment day. Okay, so give us some of the, obviously, if somebody is foolish enough to be drinking and driving.
Well, here's the biggest problem with drinking and driving is what most people, everybody always thinks about, when are you legally drunk? To your knowledge.
When I can't drive the car properly.
Or, yes, that's actually what it is, because we have there's an A and a B count to that section and that vehicle code section. And the B count is what we've all heard is driving under, driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above. Really simple. It's very, you know,
quantifiable.
Yeah. Blowing here and there you go. But the National Transportation Safety Administration, NHTSA, well, they have this feeling that 0.05, you are impaired, that most people are impaired at 0.05. So many times, like I've done a multitude of these type of trials where the defendant is found not guilty of having a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above, but is still convicted of a DUI because the jury believed the expert opinion of the crime lab expert that they call in from the sheriff's department, who says, yes, I believe most people are under the influence or unable to drive a car or impaired at 0.05. And that's all it takes. And so you get, instead of going down on the B count, you go down on the A count, which is still a DUI. And it's almost, it's a little less than half of that of what the legal limit is. So legal limit is 0.08. Hey, if you're over 0.05, you can still be impaired. So, and just to put perspective to that, if you have if you are, say, 180 pounds, and you have...
God, I have to lose that much, Fred. Where are you going with this one, man?
If you have two drinks, you're going to blow in. Two drinks in an hour and you weigh 180 pounds, you're going to blow in at a 0.06. So you're creeping up on that limit. So most of the time you go and you get my drink of choice is vodka on the rocks. They never pour you one shot. It's always a shot and a half. Or
vodka martini with three blue cheese stuffed olives.
Shaken, not stirred.
you gotta love it. That's my drink of choice too.
See, it's perfect. And you know,
throw a shameless plug in here. Tomorrow at this time of day, we will be sampling a new type of vodka.
Oh, I'll be here.
Okay, Pau Vodka, P-A-U Vodka. We're gonna drink it. It's from Maui.
Nothing like starting early. I like it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, and you have that driving service that
ALS limo.
Yep.
Our friends there's the thing. If you're planning on drinking, you know, if I think you might have even mentioned this once when you were in with us, Fred. If you're going out to have a drink, the time to make the decision not to drive is before you leave the house.
You bet.
Right? Because after you've had a drink or two, everybody's capable of driving in their own opinion.
And that's the biggest problem, because it affects your one thing that drinking does, it affects your judgment. So you need to make the judgment call before you start drinking. And my, you know, I love it down by the beach and I love the restaurants down there and all the rest, but I refuse to drive down to Newport Beach and have dinner. I will take a cab. I will take a car. I will
ALS
take Uber.
ALS limo, right?
Yes,
Limos-LA.com. To ask for Robert, tell him you heard it here.
And Robert's a great guy. I used him myself, so I highly recommend ALS. So
let's think about this just from, you know, because we do a little bit of finance every once in a while here on Ron Siegel Radio. So I don't know what Robert charges. My guess is it's going to be somewhere for a nice dinner, you know, I think we probably have a 4 or 5 hour minimum, maybe $300-$400, something like that, right?
Sure. Spread over, say, four people.
Yeah, so you get a couple of couples going together. Nice, enjoyable evening. What is it going to cost me if I get a DUI?
Well, if you say you get a DUI and you walk in, you plead guilty, and you don't get a lawyer, you're looking at $390 plus penalty assessment. We all know how those tickets go up. That's about $1,800 in just fees alone. And then with your insurance and all the other classes and stuff you have to take to get your license back, over a 10-year period, you're looking at $15,000, how it's going to affect your driving.
And that's assuming that you're not in the industry, a business, a job or profession that blackballs you for one DUI.
Yes, I've had people who drive concrete trucks and all sorts of other, you know, heavy vehicles, and once you get a DUI, you're out of a job. You cannot get a job again. So,
yeah, so in addition to the $15,000, right, that's...
you may be losing your house and everything else.
So there's two different issues there. Number one, if you're foolish enough and get caught in this world, make sure you have Fred's number with you.
And, you know, I just want to point out that those field sobriety tests, like touching your nose, standing on one foot, those are all voluntary. You don't need to take those. So the best thing is, if you had a drink and it's questionable, best thing to do is license registration. Here you go. Like to ask you some questions. I don't want to talk to you unless I have a lawyer present. Well, you're not under arrest. Well, that's okay. I still rather not talk to you unless a lawyer's here.
And that's interesting you say that, because again, I was watching one of the congressional hearings, and the young man who is a venture capitalist bought the pill company, Shirelli, I think was his name, and he went to Congress and he was testifying
about the AIDS drug and how much it got
and he
raised.
Kept asserting his Fifth Amendment rights, and one of the congressmen said, well, you know, you don't have to listen to your lawyer.
Yeah, well, listen to this one. So just say, I'd rather not talk to you unless I have a lawyer present. And they're going to say, well, it'll go easier if you talk to us. Of course it will. It'll go easier for them. So the concept is, say nothing, go in, don't blow, give blood, because then you have a retestable sample that you can always go back to and retest. okay, see if there's something wrong, see if there's bacteria in there. There's all sorts of things that would cause the blood to go bad. So, and then it's a mathematical game as far as, you know, because not, if you're driving at, get pulled over at 12 and they can take your blood at, you know, 1:30, how much time has passed? You have a bleed off rate of like 0.015 per hour, and that's enough to put you under the threshold of 0.08, so, or under 0.05. So, and there's all sorts of other things that go wrong. But most important, don't take the field sobriety test because they're totally subjective.
And remember, the idea here is, yes, sir. That's the idea. Don't get yourself in an argument with an officer. That's not the way it is. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, and we'd be happy to put you in touch with any of our guests as well. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Be safe out there. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.